Hello and welcome to Movie Madness with me, Jonathan Watson, and my good friend Tom Batt. How you doing, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I was thinking, because I mucked up last episode.
Yes.
Last week's
episode. Last week.
And I just ballsed up completely.
Yeah.
I was overthinking that bit. So when I said it, I still didn't get it right because I said...
You're putting too much pressure on yourself, I think.
I am.
I think you need to just relax.
Well, I said, hello and welcome to Movie Madness. I'm Jonathan Watson with my good friend Tom Batt, which is true.
Yeah.
But it's Movie Madness with Tom and Jono. So...
I don't think that really matters.
But I feel like I need to...
I mean, it's just Movie Madness.
It is.
It's Movie Madness.
But it's with
us. And then
it's
small with Tom and Jono.
It is.
Because that might change, you know, if I get rid of you.
There is that.
With
I think after the fact that I fucked up last week and I've already fucked up this
it's
week.
It's interchangeable.
As well.
Somebody else could steal it and do Movie Madness with.
Tom and. Who are you going to do it with?
Tom and. I don't know. Anyone really. You stick any name in there.
Just Tom and Leonardo.
Leonardo, yeah.
DiCaprio
wants to do it. He'd be alright.
He'd be alright, yeah.
I don't think he'd have the wit. He'd have the looks, though, so it'd be nicer to look at.
DiCaprio wouldn't have the wit, because I'd be like, if DiCaprio came to me and said, oi, Jono, you haven't got any wit, I'd say straight away off the bat, well, Leo...
Neither of you.
You might say I haven't got the wit, but, oh, something comes out of my mouth.
And one, it goes, one day I think of saying it.
Yeah,
and you'll will. Be like...
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that.
You might have an Oscar, but you can get that Oscar and shove it up your...
You probably could,
your
actually.
Nostril.
It's the right shape.
So, it's very, if you're into that kind of thing.
It's very,
And I'm sure it's been smoothed down on the edges and stuff. It won't be too...
It's not gonna, painful.
Yeah.
There's no sharp pointy edges on it.
No, if that's what you wanted to do with an Oscar...
I'm sure someone has something down the line.
Tell you what, I wouldn't recommend doing that with a Grammy.
No.
that's gonna hurt.
Or a Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. No, that might be too...
Yeah. Too much girth.
Yeah. Anyway, this week we are doing Terminator 2. And anyone who hasn't seen Terminator 2, watch it.
Where have you been all these years?
Yeah. Anyone who is wondering why we're doing Terminator 2 and not Terminator 1, because last week we did Bad Boys 1 and 2 together.
Yeah.
This week we're doing just Terminator 2.
I think because Terminator 2, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
We can always go back and do Terminator.
Also, I like Arnie as a good guy.
Yeah. I think we'll all agree that Terminator 2 is better than Terminator.
Because, I mean, it's...
Purely because he's better as the good guy.
He's
the
a
hero.
He's
a
good
hero.
Guy.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not supposed to be a bad guy.
No.
He's meant to be a
he's
good
He's always
guy.
The good hero, yeah.
He is. And, you know, it's still got some great one-liners.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I actually thought that they should have had, at the end of Terminator 1, though, they should have had him just go, I'll be back. In Terminator 2. They should have just, like, made it really, you know, and they just, you know, like at the end of James Bond films, they say James Bond will be back in blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They should have done that. I'll be back in Terminator 2.
Well, it would have been very sort of presumptuous, though, wouldn't it?
I think they had the right to be.
Because then what if they didn't do a Terminator 2?
Well, it's like, yeah, but you say that, but it's like Rock and Roller.
Yeah, that was a dick move.
Yeah, Rock and Roller, they will be, blah, blah, and the boys will be back in...
The real Rock and Roller.
Yeah. And it was made out...
Oh, yeah, we're still waiting, Guy.
Guy Ritchie, we're waiting for Rock and Roller 2, which I was made out to believe it was a trilogy as well.
That's what he intended.
So,
and then he said, oh, no, I'm doing Sherlock Holmes now. He's like, all right, okay, do Sherlock Holmes, then come back.
And then
I'm doing Sherlock Holmes 2.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, so you make a sequel,
sequel to that
before you do that. And then what are you doing now? Coffee adverts? Fuck off.
He's doing King Arthur now.
Yeah, King Arthur. He did that one about the uncle fella. Do you know what? Guy Ritchie, sort it out. Go back to Lockstock. Go back to Snatch. Go back to your roots.
Yeah, because that was the thing with Rock and Roller.
Redo it.
Because he did Revolver, which was like...
Oh, Revolver. Jesus.
That's not what Guy Ritchie does.
No.
And then he did Rock and Roll, and you're like, okay, shit,
he's still got it.
He has still got that sort of Lockstock quality to him.
And then he goes down
there, like, oh,
nothing against Sherlock Holmes.
Hollywood though. Came calling, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah.
Fucking Guy Ritchie.
God's sake.
I just look at the guy and just think,
If I ever
it must
met
be like, it must be like lying next to a Brissa Gressel.
If I ever met him, I'd just go up to him and just be like, oh, just shake my head.
Yeah.
Be like, and he'd be going, what's the problem? Like, just keep shaking.
Yeah.
And then walk away.
And then just, yeah,
and he'll know. Eventually he'll know.
He'll get what
he'll
you mean.
He'll go, fuck, I bet that was about rock and roll.
I bet it was.
I bet it was. Because that's the 20th time that's happened today.
Do you know what? I'd go up to him and I'd have gone, these last few years, guy, it's been emotional. That's what I'd have said. Yeah. And then I'd have just gone, not in a good way.
No, I've been crying, not.
Been crying? Been waiting for Lockstock, the sequel. Okay, granted, I know most of the people were dead, but that's not the point, okay?
There are still characters that are alive.
Vinnie Jones is still in it. I know you and Moran had a falling out, and that's why things didn't go the way for him.
Yeah, they could patch things up. I mean, Danny Boyle and Ewan McGregor, yeah, they fell out. They've patched things up and done Trainspotting 2.
Well, there you go.
So it can happen.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Sort it out, right? Okay?
Just being petty.
You can get Sting back. Alan Ford, yeah, you know, give him a bigger part, Alan Ford, in this one, because yeah, he was dynamite in Snatch.
He know was.
Bring back, obviously, Statham.
Yes, he would Statham do it.
Yeah, of course he would. If Fletcher and the others did it, I'm sure he would.
He'd have to be offered a lot of money, I think.
Probably, but I think Guy Ritchie could probably afford it. And, you know, I think Guy Ritchie's, you know, I'm sure the company, whoever distributed it. Was it Universal did Lockstock?
Can't remember.
They've got enough money to get Statham in.
Whoever it was would have enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, because Statham's got his connections with the Expendables, they could get a few more people in there. From there.
That should be pretty cool, actually, if you got Stallone in. I do like Sylvester Stallone.
I like Sylvester Stallone. I think, let's face facts, I mean, most of the people who are talking Cockney, you can't understand what the fuck they're talking
exactly,
about.
Yeah.
So if you got Sylvester Stallone just doing his normal voice, it wouldn't...
It would be like Brad Pitt doing Mickey in Snatch.
Yeah.
But this time Stallone's not actually putting on an accent.
He's just...
Do you understand what the fuck this guy's talking about?
Should we just remake?
Just keep.
Should we do? Fuck it. Do you know what? Should we not wait for Guy Ritchie? Should we do our
should
own?
We write it. Yeah.
Let's write our own gangster film. Our own kind of comedy London gangster film.
We'll call it
in the style of Lock, Stock and Snatch. We'll call it
Lock, Stock and Three Smoking Barrels.
That extra barrel makes all the difference.
It does. Though. It does.
Yeah. That's cool. Or we call it Snatches.
Lock, Stock and Snatches. Two Smoking Snatches.
When you say
Snatches. Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Snatches.
I don't think that. I think that's you're going down another route there. I think that's the kind of
porn version.
That's the kind of thing that you're expecting Donald Trump to be in. It's not, yeah, we're going down the wrong line here. Right, okay.
Anyway, Terminator 2 is what we're talking about.
Okay.
We'll do Lock, Stock and Snatch another time.
Yeah, we'll do that. We could do that later on in the series. I know, we've got films for the episode.
We've got, yeah.
We'll do it, third series.
We'll get around to it eventually.
We'll do Lock, Stock and Snatch in the third series. If people actually want us to do another series, I don't think people wanted us to do a second series. I think you only had one person.
I don't think it's their choice.
I think we're just doing it.
We're just doing it.
Just doing it for the...
Even if they had a national vote not to do it.
Brexit. They had their own version of Brexit on our show. We'd still go, do you know what?
Fuck off.
Fuck it. We're going to stay.
We're still going to do it.
Yeah, we're staying. Right, okay. So
obviously Terminator 2, sequel to Terminator.
Yeah.
This time Arnie's back the good guy.
Yeah.
Protecting Sarah Connor's son, John Connor.
Yeah.
From a new Terminator.
Yeah.
Liquid metal.
Yeah.
So take it up a notch.
There's only really one way to get rid of liquid metal. And they realise that, don't they, throughout the film.
They try throughout
to try and get rid of it.
Different methods.
Just don't work, does it?
And it doesn't work.
It's just not. And
you need liquid hot magma.
Hot magma. Yeah.
So I remember this film as a kid.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Because I remember having toys of Terminator 2.
You had the Terminator toys. See, yeah. I never had the Terminator toys, actually. I had, when it came to toys, I had the Turtles and Ghostbusters.
Okay.
It was more down that route. Yeah. I didn't really have...
I mean, well, that was the thing with, like, Terminator. It was weird because it was an adult film that was like, I don't know, it would have been a 15 certificate.
Yeah, 15 or an 18. Actually, I think Terminator 2 was a 15. I think Terminator was an 18. Yeah.
And yet, they made toys for it.
Yeah.
Because they also made toys for, like, RoboCop, which was a 15.
Yeah.
And Aliens.
And RoboCop, the start of RoboCop's proper fucked up as well. I mean, yeah. The fact that they...
There's no way a kid would watch that.
No, no, exactly.
Never let a kid watch that. And yet they made toys of it.
Yeah. Yeah, strange. And it actually worked as well.
And they sold.
Yeah.
Because I remember someone had the... it was like a Terminator creation kit. So you had, like, the Terminator skeleton.
Yeah.
And then you put it inside a mould and pour the liquid in. And it would cover the Terminator in skin.
Huh.
And then you could peel the skin off in different parts. And you're like...
Wicked.
Kids are playing with that. And you're thinking, have they actually seen the film that it's based on? Do they know what that thing is?
That's strange, isn't
it? Which I always found weird.
So was it, was it a skeleton or was it like a... Like a robot.
Like the Terminator robot.
It was like the Terminator robot. And then cover it in skin.
You mix up the liquid stuff and pour it in and then it dries.
I wish I had that when I was a kid.
I wanted it.
That would have been so cool.
Because I just had like Terminator figures where they had like guns and bits of skin missing already.
I think my bro had RoboCop, actually.
Yeah, he definitely had RoboCop figure and I think he could get his car as well.
Yeah, that was...
And I had an Aliens figure as well.
I'll tell you what I did have, which is completely off of the film topic, but I had the... Do you have the Test Crash Dummies?
Yes.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. And you like smashed the car and it broke up in pieces.
And you just put it all back together again. Yeah. That was wicked. I remember I used to smash it against the wall and then used to get my dad to rebuild it and then 2 seconds later smash it against the wall.
I remember smashing it against the wall and my mum having a go at me saying, stop banging that against the wall.
And it's like, but you bought it
where
for
else am I going to smash it against?
Yeah, exactly. Smash it against your head, you fucking idiot.
No, I never said that.
No, I'm saying she would have said that to you.
Oh, right, okay.
Not saying you say that to your mum. Right, okay.
So, yeah, so do you want some interesting facts about Terminator 2?
Let's do this.
So, you're aware of Rodney King, right?
The guy
in LA that got beaten up by policemen.
Yeah.
Very significant incident.
Yeah.
Which kicked off the LA riots.
Yeah.
So, apparently, according to James Cameron, the biker bar scene at the beginning,
yeah,
that was shot across the street from where that happened.
Wow.
And he also claims that they were filming the night it happened.
Shit.
Yeah. Which would have been quite awkward, really. Can you keep it down over there? I'm trying to make a film here.
Yeah.
You're
like, then again, that would have been perfect for, like, if you had, like, people, like, riots and fire and stuff like that going off all over the place. Yeah. I'd have just filmed it. I'd have said, let's just go with this.
Yeah,
we'll worry about
end of the world.
We'll worry about anyone suing us afterwards, like for not telling them we've included them in the film. But fuck it, let's film.
Just film it.
Let's do it.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of the biker bar scene,
yeah.
Apparently, a passerby wandered past,
right,
and they thought it was a real set, like a real bar.
Yeah,
and they walked in, not really noticing the fact that there are catering vans and trailers and shit. They walked in, and when she saw Arnold Schwarzenegger standing in just his boxer shorts,
yeah,
she asked what happened, to which he replied, it's male stripper night.
Brilliant.
But then you start thinking, male stripper night in a biker bar.
Yeah, it's not the kind
of... Never going to happen.
Well, it's not straight male stripper. There's probably still bikers in America who are either gay or have not come out yet. You know, so there's the...
I'm not saying anything on the issue. I've seen Sons of Anarchy.
No, I respect all of them.
Yes. Moving on. If you consider Arnold Schwarzenegger's $15 million salary...
Yeah.
...and his total of 700 words...
Yeah.
...he was paid $21,429 per word...
Fucking hell.
So just by saying hasta la vista, baby, that cost $85,716.
Shit. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's such an easy job.
Oh.
Just say this line and you've got $85,000.
And also, I mean, I love Schwarzenegger, but I could even do a bet on Schwarzenegger.
All right, go on then. Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I, you know, you put me
sorry,
on the
take
spot.
Your time. Take your time.
Okay.
Prepare yourself. And while Jonathan prepares himself to outdo Arnold Schwarzenegger, I shall describe what he's going through. He's sort of looking off into the distance pensively, trying to build up the courage.
Yeah, but what you're doing right now is still, I need time to prepare. And by you going, I'm going to try and be like David Attenborough and talk very, very quietly and focused on what
so
he's
was that
doing.
Nothing?
What?
Oh, I just didn't realise you could hear me as I was talking very quietly so that only the audience could hear me.
I don't actually think anybody can hear you. You are merely just a figment of my imagination.
No, and then you shouldn't have a problem doing an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think I'll be fine. Right, so I'm not doing an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, this is your interpretation of the Terminator saying
okay.
that line.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
So you're a Terminator. You're a robot. Emotionless.
Yeah.
You're a machine.
Okay. Well, see, straight away, I think there's too much emotion in Schwarzenegger's.
That's too much. Okay.
I think there's too much emotion in it.
Yeah.
Mine would just be... Aster.
Can't laugh. Terminator's don't laugh.
Yeah. But... Because what people can't see is, at the moment, Tom's...
Shut this up.
Right, okay.
Go on.
Hasta la vista, baby. There you go.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
It's just
very
quite...
robotic. I like that. It's very robotic.
Well, that's
very...
the point.
Almost
I think.
Like you're hitting
I think
the word
if you were the Terminator, you would be very much just kind of like John Connor. You will do what I say. You know,
robot.
Yeah, he'd do. He'd chuck
that's
a bit of
robot.
That. Bow, 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 bow. Tonto, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. John Connor, you will follow me. Like, it would be very much like that.
Okay.
He's a sorry, he wouldn't be Austrian.
The problem is a Terminator is made to blend in, so do you not think that wouldn't blend in?
Well, blend in? What, in America with an Austrian accent? Fucking stupid. He's going to blend in.
But we do like the film.
We love the film, but if he's going to blend in, he ain't going to be Austrian, is he? And he's going to be able to actually pronounce most of the words.
That's
not,
like in every Arnold Schwarzenegger film, they give him an American kind of name.
Yeah.
So in Commando, he's like John Matrix.
Yeah.
John. But he's Austrian. Never makes sense.
No.
The creation of the T-1000.
Yeah.
Took roughly 36 people. 8 months to produce.
That's
costing
impressive.
$5.5 million.
Wow.
Amounts to 3.5 minutes of screen time. 3.5 minutes. $5.5 million.
That's incredible.
It's amazing.
Incredible amount of money to spend on something like that. But it's a massive part of the Terminator franchise.
Yeah, it pretty much made that film.
Yeah,
and it was money well spent in the end.
And the actual technology for it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I mean, if you think about it now, you could probably do the same effect on a piece of software that's about £100.
Yeah,
just one person.
Yeah.
So how times have changed.
Well, yeah, but it was revolutionary, wasn't it?
It was at the time, yeah.
And to be fair to James Cameron, he is very much a revolutionary in that kind of field.
He's always trying to push the boundaries in filmmaking, yeah.
I mean, even with like something like Avatar, which, you know, I'm not really into Avatar, but to be
fair
play to him trying to...
It's a very interesting film.
The only problem I've got with James Cameron is I think James Cameron would happily make a film without any people in it.
Yeah.
I think James Cameron would just do a film with...
If he could do a complete motion capture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he would if he could, and I think that's the way that he's trying to go. I don't want.
Yeah, see, I'd rather he go
keep
back.
Actors.
I'd like him to sort of simplify it a little bit.
Yeah,
I thought Avatar was there was too much going on.
Yeah,
strip it back.
Yeah,
simplify.
That's all we're asking for, James.
Yeah, just yeah, because I mean, even Titanic.
Yeah,
you cut out the love bullshit. It's a good film.
Which, by the way,
it's basically just Romeo and Juliet on a ship.
Have you heard the with Titanic? I know we're getting away from Terminator here, but have you heard the theory of Titanic?
There's loads of theories.
Have you heard the Leonardo DiCaprio not actually existing? You had that theory?
So you mean he's a ghost or just an imaginary friend?
He's basically Kate Winslet. He's part of her imagination.
Is this like Fight Club?
Yes, kind of.
So he represents a different...
He represents freedom to her because she's in a relationship that isn't going well.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be with... what's his name?
Oh, it's Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. Yeah. She doesn't want to be... Well, why would you not want to be with Billy Zane? The guy is literally lovely. So I don't know why she would want to be with Billy Zane, but anyway, she doesn't. She's not happy.
Yeah.
So she's trying to find something which is basically the total opposite of him, which is Leonardo DiCaprio.
So this is very much Fight Club.
It is, yeah. And there's bits in it where, he tells her, you know, basically you've got to live life to the fullest and stuff. You can't give up and that. And he says that throughout the film. So, which makes you think that she's suicidal, possibly.
Which she is.
Yeah.
At one point, she was going to jump off.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's the whole point. Her being on top of that ship, and him like being behind her, and you know, like I'm on top of the world, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I'm flying, Jack.
Yeah, flying. Yeah. She, in her mind, like she could have just jumped at that point. On that bit. So she's standing there, but instead she looks at it in a different way. He stops her from jumping.
Okay.
So that's another thing. And then at the end, where she's holding on, she says, I'll never let go. And then eventually she lets go of him. It's basically she's got over it. She's not suicidal anymore. She's free. And when she was saying, I'm not going to let go, she meant she was going to remember him.
Okay.
But this is the best bit. At the end of the film, when she's the old lady,
yeah,
and they said there's no trace of him being on that ship, she says, no, there wouldn't be. It's all in here.
Okay. There is a flaw to that, though.
Go on.
Well, at the beginning of the film, you see him talking to other people
when
she's not around.
Yeah.
So how can he exist talking to those?
Because she's just... That's in her mind. She's just imagining...
She's not there, though.
She's not there, but in her mind, she's imagining this other guy is having fun because she's not
because
having...
Because he gets on the ship with his friend that he was talking to before he met her.
Yeah. And
so does that mean that he's also imaginary?
Could be. The other guy could be imaginary.
Because the thing with Fight Club is you don't actually see anyone... You don't see Brad Pitt until Edward Norton's there.
Yeah.
You never see Brad Pitt by himself.
By the way, spoiler alert.
Oh, come on, everyone's seen Fight Club. If you haven't, then tough.
Tough shit, I'm talking about it. Well, it's a
theory.
I think the theory of that, and granted, what you're saying there is she's not in the scene where he's at the start, where he's winning that poker game to get the money to be able to get on the Titanic, which, by the way, how lucky was the other guy that he lost?
Yeah, fucking yeah.
That's the
what I want to see. Only yeah, poker ended game. With a scene of that guy reading the newspaper, going, "Technically, I won that."
Should have. How lucky was that guy?
Phew.
But anyway, him getting onto the I think maybe that again, even though she wasn't in that scene, it could have been in her mind. Like this other person is like where the fun's at. And stuff like he's with his mate, they're having a laugh and that they're doing something that's exciting. They're, you know, they're literally like just winning a poker game just before they get onto the ship, just like they didn't even know they were going to get onto the Titanic and stuff. It's a bit more adventurous and stuff. So maybe she's looking for something more adventurous in her life.
Okay.
So even theory. Then she could be, yeah. So back to Terminator 2.
So this is an interesting piece of trivia that I think you'll find fascinating.
Go on.
There was an original choice to play the T-1000 before Robert Patrick was chosen.
Right, okay. Now
you can hinder a guess if you want.
Can I? Because before we started this episode, you turned around and you said that...
Because last week I mentioned that Jimmy Nail was in... They wrote a part for Jimmy Nail in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Which we found odd.
Yeah.
This is...
On par with Jimmy Nail.
A little bit sort of... I mean, I've seen this guy in a film.
Yeah.
Playing himself.
Right.
But I don't know if he's actually acted in anything else.
Right, okay.
It's very similar to Jimmy Nail. He is a musician. I'll give you that.
Okay, he's a musician.
And I'm pretty sure around this time, this would have been 91.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he would have been that big anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure on that. Oh. Obviously, he was big before, but I don't know if by that point he'd sort of...
Was he English?
English.
English singer who by the 90s wasn't as big anymore.
I don't know that for sure, though.
Okay.
Because I'm not clued up on his music.
Adam Ant.
No.
Okay. Am I on the right?
You're on the right. He was big in the 80s.
Tony Hadley.
No. He was a solo singer.
He was a solo singer. For the sake of the people who are listening to this podcast,
yeah.
I am literally going to be sitting here in silence, just trying to think for ages.
I think
it's pointless of me. You may as well just tell me.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if he's actually acted in anything else.
I don't know. Billy Idol?
Billy Idol as the T-1000.
Really?
That's who James Cameron wanted.
I can actually see, like...
I mean, it's an easy part to play in terms of you don't have to give so much emotion.
Yeah.
But you could also say that's harder.
Yeah.
Because you've got to suppress everything.
Sometimes it can be. Yeah. Sometimes, if you're a crap actor, what I would say is if you're supposed to be emotional in a scene, try not to be emotional.
Yeah.
And vice versa. This is an acting lesson here for any of you budding
acting
actors out there.
Acting 101.
Acting 101 with Jonathan Watson. Okay, if you are not necessarily like you've got a passion for acting and stuff and you want to get into it, but you don't necessarily have the qualities that some of the greatest actors out there have, you don't need to be the greatest actor. Look at Schwarzenegger, for example. No, he has something,
you just have to have that sort of charisma.
You have to have that, yeah. That's something, right? Yeah. Now, the key... So if you've ever got to be in a scene and it's got to be emotional, do not try to be emotional. Don't try and act emotional because it will just happen. Yeah. When you're in a scene and you're conversing with people, just react to them. The key to acting is reacting. Not acting, reacting.
Yeah.
And
which is why you're acting opposite someone who's shit. It makes it very hard for you.
It does.
Because you're trying to react to them, but they're not really giving you much.
No.
So that can be hard.
So don't be, basically, if it's got to be emotional, try not to be emotional when it happens. If you're not supposed to be emotional in a scene, try and be emotional. Because ironically, yeah. I think it would work the other way as well. I think you'd have to try it and test it and see if my theory actually works here.
Yeah.
But by trying to be emotional, I think sometimes when people get a little bit nervous about acting in front of people, in front of other people or in front of a camera or in front of a director or anything, even if you're in a school play or something,
people watching you. Yeah.
If you know that you've got to be very robotic and very straight, you're very aware that you've got to be like that. So sometimes,
yeah, and it can show in your face as
just
well.
Just don't think about it and just do it.
Yeah.
So that's why that's my little acting 101 with Jonathan Watson.
It reminds me of a piece of advice by Michael Caine.
Yeah.
On how to act drunk.
Yeah.
He said, "You're not sober pretending to be drunk. You're drunk trying to pretend to be sober." Which is true. Because if you're drunk, you're not acting drunk and leery.
No, you're not.
You're trying to come across as sober.
Yeah.
Which she's saying, I thought, oh, yeah, actually, it's a good point.
That is a good point.
You're not stumbling about, knocking into stuff, slurring your words.
Yeah.
You're trying to sort of keep your posture and trying to look straight and talk really clearly.
Yeah, that's a really good
point. That's some good advice there.
Well done, Michael Caine, as well. Yeah, and Michael Caine is actually
he's a proven expert
at acting as well.
Yeah, so Billy Idol.
Billy Idol
as a Terminator. So it's another thing I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Billy Idol.
Maybe Billy Idol and Jimmy Nail could do something together.
Yeah.
What are they called?
It could be like Bad Boys, where they're partners, but they're also Terminators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Boss.
The Idle Nail. Maybe they could start a group.
Yeah.
Get them back together, like a super group. A
super group. Those like two.
Billy Idol, Jimmy Nail, and then they could have Adam the Ant and the lead singer off the Cause. They could just bring a bit of harmony to the group, because I think Adam.
I think you need a woman in there.
I think if you add Adam and Billy Idol and Jimmy Nail in a group, I think
it's going
to
be very,
ego might take over.
Yeah.
So you need someone to just
be a lot
say.
Of fights.
And I don't think it's Andrea Corr, isn't it? I don't think Andrea Corr would necessarily have the ego. So I think
she'd be a calming presence with her Irish bro,
the Irish twang,
just sort of calm down, guys. Just calm down. Just relax. Just relax. Stop arguing.
I think the biggest twat of them all would be Adam.
Probably, well. Yeah.
I think his ego would take over him. It would be like, look, you ain't got the makeup anymore.
I think Jimmy
Nail
would be quite chilled out. He'd be kind of blasé.
I'd love to be buddies with Jimmy Nail. I think...
He'd be a good guy to go down the pub with, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he would. I think he'd have a lot of stories. He'd be one of those people who'd have a lot of stories.
Crazy stories as well.
Billy Idol, I actually reckon, would actually surprise you. I think Billy Idol would actually be a really nice...
I think he'd be really soft-spoken.
Down-to-earth guy.
Really sweet, really genuine.
Yeah.
Just very caring.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Just want to check. Because you look a bit sad at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine, Billy. I'm fine. Chill up. Just relax. Just having a good time.
I suppose facts then.
Just, you know, if you're feeling depressed or anything, just let me know. Because we can talk.
What was that accent?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Because I think that's how he would really talk.
You don't think he'd have the London geezer?
No, I think that's just the act. That's part of the Billy Idol act.
You think he's actually...
I think he's very quiet. Oh. He's probably a public school boy.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Because that's his
music
that's his,
now.
That's him sort of rebelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't actually remember how we got onto the topic of that.
Well, Billy Idol. We're talking about Billy Idol.
Yeah, okay. Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favourite line from Terminator 2?
There's so many to choose from in this film.
Yeah.
But I do like the line where he cuts his arm off.
Yeah.
And he just says, "Listen to me very carefully." I do like that.
Listen to me. I love just.
There's obviously
Schwarzenegger just saying, "Listen to me.
Listen to me. If he did say that to you, you would just lean in very forthwith, like, "Go on."
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to hear this.
Yeah. I actually like quite well known one. I do. We spoke about this before we started the episode. Just the. I need your gloves, I need your boots, and I need your motorcycle. I'd be like, no, Arnold, no.
Well, that's pretty much what the guy said.
Yeah.
And then he stubbed his cigar.
I would not stub the cigar. I would say, no, Arnold. Anyone who knows me, anyone who's seen me, do not want to see me naked. Okay. So, I think it would be best for everyone here, Arnold, if you pick someone else in the bar.
That guy over there, he's got a wonderful body. Which yes. We don't really mind.
He would have no problem with it. This is no disrespect to you, Arnold. I do you know what? I'll take you out to Macy's and we can go and buy you some clothes. Okay. I've no problem with this.
What have you bought in Macy's? Like a cardigan.
Yeah,
some chinos maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
A shirt and tie.
Yeah, possibly. It would have been a different look to the Terminator.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Instead of a motorbike, we just had a bicycle then.
Yeah. You know, why not? Why not go down that line? Why has it always got to be, you know...
It's always got to be levers and...
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? Just because it's cool?
Oh, it's manly. Because it's the in thing. This is not manly when it's sort of...
No, do you
gimps,
know what?
Is it?
I'd have preferred to see him dressed up like Morrissey. Quite frankly.
Yeah.
No?
With the flower.
Swelling the flowers around his head.
Just hitting T-1000 with the flower.
Yeah. Go away. Shoo.
Shoo.
Shoo. You scoundrel. Scallywag. Get away from me.
Morrissey as the Terminator.
Morrissey. Morrissey would be awesome because he would just take no shit.
He wouldn't take any shit.
Either. He wouldn't take shit from anyone, Morrissey.
Labor law.
Morrissey's probably one of those, one of the only people, I think... I'm getting my words fumbled just thinking about it right now.
I wouldn't want to argue with.
No. I wouldn't want to. Like, if
he would
I remember
shoot down so easy.
Oh, he would. He just doesn't care. I think when Jonathan Ross was saying he had Jonathan Ross had a party around his house. I think we've spoken about this before, and Morrissey was invited, and everyone was in like the living room or the like you normally would be. And he realised that Morrissey wasn't about.
Okay.
So he went looking for him, and he just saw him looking out into his garden. I think he was in like a conservatory area or something, yeah. Looking out into his garden. And Jonathan Ross had two pigs at the time. And we know Morrissey's a vegetarian and everything. And he goes up to him, he's like, you're right there, how you doing? Like that. And Morrissey just turned around. He said nothing to anyone. When he walked into the house, he didn't even say hello or anything. He just walked in.
Okay.
Right. Strange, right?
Yeah.
And then when Jonathan Ross went up to him and said, are you all right and stuff, Morrissey just turned around and said something along the lines of, are those your pigs? Like that. And he was just like, yeah.
They're in my
like
garden.
And he was like, oh, you got to eat them. Something along the lines of that. It's like, what?
Not necessarily.
It's like, he just, you know, put you on the spot. I bet Jonathan Ross felt like shit then. Was like, oh, fuck it.
You would just be like, no,
they're friends pets, of the family. Pets,
just, you know.
He's got one of those, you know, there's people, certain people out there who don't care whether they offend anyone. They don't care if they come across like a dick or anything. They just say what they want to say.
Yeah, because there was the whole Olympics, when we had the Olympics. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, you know, Great Britain, Olympics. Yeah, we're holding the Olympics. Yeah, yeah. It's a great time.
Mm.
And he was just like, patriotism is disgusting. You're like, what?
Yeah, what are you chatting
about? Proud to be British, because...
There was the other one on The One Show where, I don't know if you've seen this one, I couldn't believe this, when they were talking about people on The Dole and how the country's in probably one of its worst situations it's ever been in with the amount of people who are unemployed. And they said to Morrissey, you were on The Dole, weren't you, before? And he was like, yeah, I loved it. They said, okay. Right? And they turned around, and this woman was being really serious about the subject, and she was passionate about it, and she'd been really serious. And Morrissey was laughing, right?
Okay.
And then you could see she was getting annoyed. And you could see that the presenters as well were starting to get a bit pissed off of them as well, because they turned around and said, if you weren't doing what you were doing, what else would you have done? And he said, nothing. He said, I would have stayed on The Dole.
Oh.
That was his...
Nice.
Exactly. He said, if I didn't go into music, I would have just stayed on The Dole. I wouldn't have given a shot. I loved it. I love doing nothing and then just going, getting money and stuff. And he was laughing the whole way for it and stuff. And they were trying to laugh it off and stuff. And he just thought it was hilarious. And then there was a bit right at the start where he turned around to, I think it was Adrian Charles was doing it at the time. Yeah, this was how long ago it was. Ago. And Morrissey turned around and said to Adrian Charles, yes, my mother... loves watching the show, so that's the only reason that I've come on, or something like that.
Oh.
For his mum, right? And Adrian Charles said, hello to Mrs. Morrissey, or something like that. And he was like, no, that's not her name, like that. And then he was like, well, sorry, like just, that. Her name's Anne, or something, whatever. And he went,
like,
Anne is like, no, it's not Morrissey. So, and then he kept on saying it to him, and it was like, and then Adrian Charles, after a while, was just kind of like, did his typical Charles thing, was just like, yeah. So,
moving on.
Just moving anyway. Just straight. We've just talked about Morrissey for quite a while there.
Yeah, that's a weird tangent to go on.
That was a weird tangent because that had nothing to do with it, mate.
Should we move on to Equal Sequel Wars?
I think it's time for the Equal Sequel Wars.
Okay, Equal Sequel Wars. If you're not familiar with it by now, you should be listening to the other episodes.
You should be.
I wouldn't have to waste any time explaining it.
Don't take this episode as, you know, as this is what it's like for the other ones, because the other episodes are better.
Yeah.
Don't take the fact that we've just talking shit about
whichever
Morrissey
episode you're listening to at the time. If you think that's shit, the others are better.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen to the others.
If this is episode 2 of series 2, listen to episode 1 of
which
series
is
2.
Better.
If this is episode 3, we know that this is episode 2. Why am I saying...
if you're listening to episode 2 right now... which you are.
This doesn't make any sense. Listen to the other episodes because they're better.
That's it.
Anyway,
Equal Sequel Wars is a game that you can play at home. We're going to come up with a sequel.
Right.
Obviously, the Terminator has had sequels after Terminator 2.
Yeah.
So this would just be another sequel.
Quick question, actually, on that. Mm? What's your favourite Terminator film?
Terminator 2.
Is that why we're doing it?
Yeah.
Good.
I think it's everyone's favourite, isn't it?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean...
Well, I mean, Terminator 3 was crap.
Mm. Some people might say Terminator 1 was their favourite.
Terminator 1, yeah.
Some people might say that.
Terminator Salvation was crap.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't even bother with Terminator Genesis.
No, no.
Because I just thought...
Do you think they'll do another one as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah.
As long as Arnold Schwarzenegger's interested...
Then again, he had nothing to do with Salvation, though, did he?
No, but then that was the director, I think, McGee.
Yeah.
Can't even use his own proper name. McGee. I just think it was, This one's either the first two. Any film with James Cameron involved...
is good.
Is good.
Yeah.
See, if James Cameron did another Terminator film with Arnold Schwarzenegger, it would probably be...
I'm still waiting for the sequel to the Titanic. But I don't
Titanic,
think he's gonna
be Jack's
it.
Revenge.
Yeah. Comes back.
Yeah.
Because he was just a figment of her imagination, he could come back.
Comes back to kill her.
That's a bit.
Well, come on. She let go. She said she wouldn't. Iron bitch.
Yeah. He was saved by dolphins.
Just imagine.
Took him ashore and nuzzled
him.
Just
him pointing a gun at her. You said you'd never let go.
he could go down that route. That's the kind of thing James Cameron could do. He could take it down that kind of route, quite easily. I'm surprised he did the Titanic.
Like the Titanic just rises up from the bottom of the ocean,
yeah,
like a ghost ship.
Yeah,
of all the people that died on there,
yeah,
and they just go around sailing around, taking out other ships.
Well, it's true in Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
we just got a call.
He said the Titanic's
all right.
It actually arrives in New York.
It does.
Yeah.
So
and Jack hunts down.
Jeez, we've got a. I'm starting to think that the Equal Sequel Wars is going to involve the Titanic now.
Probably.
Come on. No, cruise ship was last week.
So we need four things.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick them randomly. So the first one is an object, so if you'd like to pick an object.
Okay, and just to prove that it is actually in an envelope, I'm going to rustle it. So the object is a box of cereal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I shall pick profession. And the profession is a window cleaner.
Window cleaner with a box of cereal.
If you'd like to pick a location.
Indeed, my good friend. Location is under the sea.
Okay.
Right.
That's going to be awkward. And the last thing is...
Under the sea. I knew the Titanic was going to get brought up.
You can bring that in, aren't we? The event is... An orgy.
God. So we know what's going on in Tom's mind if this is one of the options. So, under the sea orgy with a window cleaner and a box of cereal.
An under the sea orgy with a window cleaner and a box of cereal.
Brilliant. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? What do you want to do?
I'll go first.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, new Terminator.
I forgot that this was the Terminator. Terminator's involved, right.
All right, so John Connor is older now.
Yep.
So this is sort of in the future.
Yep.
They've won the battle against the Terminators.
Yep.
Humans have risen up again.
Yep.
Everything's starting to look a bit more like how we know it.
Yep.
People are just sort of living in their house.
Yep.
Doing their normal thing, going to their jobs.
Yep.
Terminators are a thing of the past.
Okay.
Although technology is restricted.
Right.
All technology is banned. Any sort of computer chip.
Okay.
Nothing.
Right.
So John Connor is working as a window cleaner.
Okay. Now, he's basically saved the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, his there reward... comes a point where you've been the hero.
Yeah.
We've given you praise. It's time to just, you know, settle down with a normal job.
Yeah, but a normal job being like, you know, someone working, you know, in Wall Street, not the window cleaner.
The thing
like,
is, he's a really good window cleaner.
He might be a good window cleaner, but there's others out there.
Look, what else? All he was like a freedom fighter, really.
Yeah.
He was just sort of improvising. He wasn't trained or anything. But he saved the world. He wants a quiet life.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I've done that. I don't really want to deal with any more sort of heavy shit.
Right.
I want a simple job. And window cleaning's simple, and I enjoy window cleaning. So that's what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
So one morning, he's sitting having his breakfast.
Yeah.
And he's got his empty bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pouring his cereal into it.
Right, okay.
He's just about to eat it.
Yeah.
And there's a knock on the door.
Right.
He's like, better answer that.
So that was the reference to the box of cereal. He just happened to be eating a box of cereal.
So he just poured a box of cereal, yeah.
Right, okay.
And so he's answering the door.
Yeah.
It's just some salesman trying to offer him something. And he's like, no, I'm not interested. Not interested. I slams the door. And he comes back into the room. And his cereal's gone.
Right.
Not just the bowl, but the box as well.
Right.
And he's like, what the fuck, man? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Somebody's nicked my fucking cereal.
I'm going to have to go out and get a Nutri-Grain bar now.
No, that's not enough.
Right.
He wants that box of cereal.
Why that box?
That box of cereal.
Could he not go and
he
buy...
He bought that box of cereal.
But could he not just go and get...
window cleaning money.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's what I'm getting at, Tom. Why is he a window cleaner? If he's not earning enough money to get himself his decent box of cereal, if he's worried, if someone nicks your box of cereal and that's a massive issue in your wages and stuff, for the guy who's just saved the world, he should not have a window cleaner salary.
It's not, well, it's just, that's what he wants. He's happy with that. Well, he doesn't want
Well, then screw him with his, screw him if he's worrying about boxes of cereal, then,
no,
quite frankly.
It's not,
he can't have it all his way.
It's the principle. It's that, you know, he's just a simple guy. You know, he shouldn't be stealing boxes of cereal from him. So, he thinks that's not enough. I'm going to go out and find that box of cereal.
What do you mean he's going to go out and find it? Like, the box of cereal is like a light, like walking around. This isn't the video for Blur Coffee and TV. He's not walking around with arms and legs, like, waving to people.
Somebody's stolen it. Yeah. You know somebody's stolen it.
But how is he going to track down a box
of
cereal?
It's John Connor. He knows what he's doing.
He doesn't. He's been the window cleaner.
He's a window cleaner. He knows the streets like the back of his hand. He's taken down Terminators. He knows that whoever this is hasn't got a chance.
Right.
So he gears up with his guns, his whatever he carries, grenades, all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
And he heads off out into the street.
Right.
And he starts grabbing people by the shirts. Where's my fucking cereal? And they're like, what? I don't know, John. I don't know where you're serious.
Can I just ask a question?
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, can I was going to say, is Harrison Ford
Give
like
me back my family?
Is he John Connor?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Harrison Ford is John Connor. Okay. Give me back my cereal.
What cereal is it?
Rice Krispies. My Rice Krispies.
Brilliant.
So he's out tracking people down, taking names, kicking ass.
Yeah.
And he gets word of this orgy. They think that there's an orgy, and they like pouring cereal on themselves. And you know, there's currently a shortage of cereal at the moment.
Why is there a shortage of cereal?
Because they keep using all the cereal in their orgy. So what they're doing,
how much cereal are they using?
They're all in a giant bowl.
What is the people in supermarkets going for fuck's sake? Where's my frosties?
They fill it with cereal.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then pour milk into it, and they have their orgy in a giant bowl of cereal.
What the fuck? Well, why would he take the bowl? They've already got a big bowl. Why did he spat it up?
They were just taking the cereal from the bowl. So they were taking the bowl with the cereal. Easy carry.
Oh, fucking hell. Right.
So he heads over to this orgy.
Yeah.
And he breaks in and he's like, where's my serum? And they're having this huge orgy.
Yeah.
There's Rice Krispies everywhere. There's in nooks and crannies. There's Frosties. Oh, no. There's some Weetabix, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe someone's got some Ready Breck pouring it over themselves. Yeah. And they're all innocent. They're like, well, you know, we don't take anyone else's cereal.
Did they turn around and say, did one of them turn around and say, we're really sorry, but we it's a crave we have?
They're like, no, we didn't take your cereal. We don't take other people's cereal. We just go out and buy our own cereal and then have sex in it.
This is the weirdest fucking thing ever, right? Okay.
So Harrison's Ford's like, all right, fine. You know, it's obviously not you. You know, I can't see any Rice Krispies anywhere. Yeah. It seems to just be Frosties and Weetabix.
Yeah. Oh, Weetabix. if you were weird enough to have an orgy in a big bowl of cereal, it would not be Weetabix. Of all the things.
So he leaves the orgy. Oh, but someone says that, you know, this guy came along and he was asking us if we wanted to buy some cereal.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't want to buy any cereal from you. We get it legitimately from a supermarket.
Right, okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was Rice Krispies.
Right.
I was like, well, who was this guy? Oh, it's quite a big guy.
I'll be honest with you as well, Tom. If they've got a big, huge bowl of cereal that they're having these orgies in, I think one guy coming with one box of Rice Krispies and saying, do you want to buy this on me? I don't think it's going to make a difference to their big bowl of orgy cereal. I don't think that's going to make a difference. One little box of Rice Krispies. It's not even a full box. Because he's already been eating out of it anyway.
There was like a method to this madness.
Okay, you're right, okay.
So he asked who this guy was, and they said, oh, yeah, he's quite a big guy, very tall, very muscular.
Yeah.
Austrian accent.
Yeah.
He was like, well, did you see which way he headed?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, we saw him heading off towards the ocean. So he tracks him towards the ocean.
Yeah.
And he sees all these huge giant footprints going into the sea.
Right.
He thinks, oh, I think that guy walked into the ocean.
He
finds a submarine.
He finds a submarine. What do you mean he
just
finds
a miniature submarine?
Where's
just
he
on
find
a dock
that?
Somewhere.
On a dock?
Yeah.
How would he know? The submarine would be underneath, wouldn't it?
No, because it's got to come up for people to get in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
He's bobbing on the surface. He gets into it. Right. Goes down under the sea. He finds this city under there.
Yeah.
Huge sort of underwater city.
Yeah.
Very technologically advanced.
Right.
And he enters the city and he finds that it's populated by robots. Right. Terminators.
Right.
Terminators that have survived the war and gone under the sea to hide out.
Okay. Would they not go rusty?
No, because it's like they're inside like waterproof buildings and stuff.
Okay.
So they're all surviving in there. They're living out. They're peaceful. They're happy.
Yeah.
But John kind of thinks, right, this is not right. You know, we should have killed all these people.
Yeah.
And they're living under here. But then it turns out that the main Terminator, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, of course.
He's lured him there because, you know, John Connor is the guy that destroyed all the Terminators.
Yeah.
But I want you dead because you ruined our society, you know.
Right.
We almost had you extinct until you came along.
Right.
And you pretty much got rid of us.
Yeah.
So I've lured you here to kill you.
Right.
And then there's a huge battle.
Yeah. What, between one man and a bunch of Terminators.
Kills them all.
How?
Just with electricity.
With electricity?
Yeah.
And where does he get the electricity from?
They're all powered by batteries, obviously. And so EMP.
Right.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
Wipes them all out. Kills them all.
But how does he... How?
He makes one.
He makes one?
Yeah.
So how long is he in this?
He just makes an electromagnet.
What is this? What is he put in a cave like Iron Man? I mean, how does this happen? How does he have enough time to make it?
Technologically advanced city. So they're way beyond us because we've cancelled out all our technology.
But I thought there was
fear of Terminators again.
Right, okay.
So they've got loads of sort of advanced computers and chips and stuff.
Right, okay.
So he's able to sort of gather their elements and make an EMP.
Right.
Fires it, kills them all.
Yeah.
Then he gets his cereal, goes home, has his breakfast.
And that's the end of the...
Starts his day as window cleaning.
And that's the end of the...
Happy ending.
So that all happens in one morning?
That's all in the space of 2 hours. It's in real time.
What?
It's a real time film. 2 hours.
And he just carries on doing his job. Yeah. He doesn't even phone up and say, look, I don't think I'm going to be working today. He actually...
No, he's just like, you know, windows need to be cleaned. And I've had my breakfast now, so I'm ready.
Fuck it. Was it ready, Breck?
No.
That's another one you wouldn't want in an orgy.
Rice Krispies, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was. It was Rice Krispies, wasn't it? Yeah.
Rice Krispies.
Right, okay. So, so a box of cereal, window cleaner, under the sea, orgy. Okay. Schwarzenegger, he's looking around, you know, at the start of the film. He focuses in on Schwarzenegger. He's looking around. He's doing his thing. He's got his what do you call it? He's sussing all the people out. He's got with his eye.
When he's just sort of scanning people.
Scanning. That's the word. Scanning. So he's looking around. He's scanning people, and he scans one guy. Occupation: window cleaner.
Mm.
Okay. Looks further into his profile, notices that he likes cereal.
Okay.
Right.
See, window cleaners, they love cereal.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, no fact.
This particular window cleaner, he can't get enough of Shreddies. He loves them.
Okay.
Loves a good old Shreddy.
Frosted or just normal?
Just normal. Okay. He's not an animal. he loves Shreddies.
Keep it healthy.
He also likes shredded wheat.
Okay? Right.
But he has to be in the mood, okay? Not all the time.
Is it normal shredded wheat or bite size?
It's normal shredded wheat.
Okay.
Standard shredded wheat.
Yeah.
He likes the fact that it looks like bird's nests.
It does look a bit like, yeah. Or it kind of looks a little bit like those loofah things that you can get.
So yeah, yeah.
Like a loofah.
Yeah, he likes those kind of... he likes loofahs and he likes... Nests from birds.
Yeah.
He also likes to steal eggs from birds' nests and then make fried eggs for breakfast to have along with the cereal.
Right.
Okay.
So he's not that nice then.
He's not a nice guy. No. Oh, okay. No. I said he's not an animal, but he's still not a nice guy.
Okay. Yeah. Somewhere in between.
So he gets pissed off if you give him Shreddies on a day when he's supposed to be having shredded wheat, they go fucking nuts. He'll lose the plot.
So does he alternate?
So he has a specific day that he likes to have his Shreddies. Then
most Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Shreddies and
I don't know the guy.
Or maybe
personally,
starts off the week with Shreddies and then finishes the week with Shreddies.
I don't know. We won't know. I don't know the guy. I can't ask him personally. Okay. Spoiler alert: he's dead. So I can't ask.
All right. So he's dead to begin with.
No. I'm just giving spoiler alerts for the end. He's dead. At the start, he's not.
So he dies at the end.
Yeah. Okay. He does. We'll get to that later. But the fact of the matter is, don't fuck around with this guy. If you give him the wrong cereal on a day, he will lose the plot.
Okay.
And as Schwarzenegger's scanning this guy, he can tell that, right, okay, he's very particular in the way that he does things, okay?
Mm.
But I feel like the inevitable is going to happen that one day someone gives him the wrong cereal on the wrong day.
Wait, so he doesn't do his own cereal?
He does some days.
Sometimes.
But he might go to a calf or something on other days, or a diner.
But doesn't he specifically request the cereal we want?
He does. But,
or does he just say,
you know what? You know what some people are like.
They're just whatever. Yeah.
Might make a mistake. Yeah. Might make a mistake and end up, you know,
muddled up someone else's order.
They've given him shredded wheat when he asked for Shreddies. You know, it happens.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger can see that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So he goes to, and he can kind of tell, because he knows, he's very predictable, this guy. obviously, he knows what Siri wants on a very specific day. He knows everything about his life. When he cleans windows, he's very methodical in the way that he does things.
Very OCD.
Very OCD, definitely. And he knows the diner that he goes to. Whenever he goes to the diner and has his rope, he knows the diner.
Yeah.
So Schwarzenegger goes to the diner first, and he's like, listen to me, you got to understand. This guy, he doesn't... I've gone out of Schwarzenegger. He doesn't understand. He's been taken over. So he's like, listen to me. He doesn't understand that. If you give him the wrong cereal, you've just made a mistake, love. When really, I don't know what I'm doing. But really what's happened is...
It's obviously malfunctioning his speech pattern.
Yeah, that's what happened. Because when in the last one, that shit happened. Just
his speech chip is damaged.
So he kind of goes in and out. So he says, so what I was saying, love, is when you realise that what's going to happen here is that guy's going to walk in and he's going to say to you, listen to me, he's going to speak to you and he's going to say, I want shreddies. You're going to give him shredded wheat. Don't do it. Do not do it. Because if you do it, then what's going to happen is you're going to start talking like Alan Partridge. No, what's going to happen is... In the end, he's going to get annoyed and he's going to cause chaos to everyone.
Okay, yeah.
So he goes, but she's more confused now because
she's like, where is this guy from?
What's going on? This guy's nuts. His voice keeps changing and stuff. What the fuck? What the hell is this?
Yeah.
So she ignores him. And obviously, the inevitable happens. This window cleaner turns up one day. He asks for shreddies. She gets it mixed up. Gives him shredded wheat. He goes nuts. He starts killing everyone in sight.
Okay.
Right? He goes, just loses the plot. He's getting grim now. He's getting really grim, right? So he's then killed. He's killed a load of people, but that's not enough for him.
Okay.
He then has to go. That's not enough. He then has to go after the wildlife. So he heads for the birds' nests. Steal some more eggs, kill some birds. He's a nutcase.
Okay.
He's gone after human beings. He's gone after animals. He then thinks, right, I've got two more places that I can go. Right, I've killed the birds in the air. I've killed the people on the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
I can either look for people who aren't people, right? Because he knows about all the Terminators and the cyborgs and everything like that. So he thinks, like, I could go after them.
Yeah.
Or I can go for the fishes next. So he goes for the fishes. So he goes under the sea. He kills a load of the fishes and stuff. Right? He's wiping out the population of sea life as well. Okay? He's just a nutcase. A nutcase. And he's doing all of this with one of those little window wipers.
Okay.
He's going around just literally stabbing people with this window wiper thing.
Right?
And then afterwards, he's mopping them up. So he's cleaning the evidence.
He cleans the evidence.
He cleans the evidence away so no one knows it was him who did it. Yeah. Right, okay, so smart, right? And in the sea as well, in with his mop, well, it's pretty much pointless because it's constantly wet. He can't, wring it out or anything. But anyway, he's going around cleaning everyone up with his mop, sticking up people's arses and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which coincidentally...
Bit of rape?
No, not rape. Not rape. Because when he sticks up people's arses, that's actually an orgy. That he does.
So
that
he's doing it to a lot of people at once.
Yeah. He shoves. So he's killing people. But then when he goes into the orgy scene, because a lot of nutters out there, you tend to find there's a sexual thing involved as well, wasn't there?
What, with mops?
Not necessarily with what? With mops. With mops. Not necessarily with mops. not necessarily with mops, but with his well-being. So he's shoving this mop up people's asses, and then Schwarzenegger comes in, he kills him, and that's the end.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that's I told you I gave away the spoiler alert. That's what happened. So Psyche was mixed up there for that fella.
Clearly.
the psyche of him turned into a psycho and Schwarzenegger let him go into the world. Let his spirit carry on in hell. All because the woman just wouldn't listen to me, listen to me.
Because the lady loves
Cadbury's milk tray. Right. Okay. Music.
Music.
Don't.
There is a song by Guns N' Roses in Terminator 2, but I can't remember what it's called because I remember the music video.
Yeah.
Where Arnold Schwarzenegger is just walking around like a.
Like a Terminator?
Like a Terminator in some sort of venue.
Right.
Looking at people as Guns N' Roses are singing.
Right.
I can't remember what the song's called, though.
No. I just go with the theme tune.
Theme tune? Let's just play the theme tune because it's epic.
Should we? We'll be back next week with Toy Story, won't we?
Yeah. Nice. We're bringing it sort of down to a more sort of lighter tone.
Yeah, I hope so, because the tone of this show has not been light, has it?
It's very adult.
It has. Let's bring it back next week.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, with Toy Story.
See you next week.
Peace out.